Hey folks, hey millionaires, hey, this is Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin here. Hey, welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin here. Go live every night via my Instagram account here. And yes, this is a podcast. And tonight, you can ask your favorite millionaire anything, okay? A very millionaire anything. How was your day today? How was your day today? I had a great day, honestly. I worked out. Now I'm talking to you. Okay. Go ahead and comment your names below. Let me give all of you a shout out here. If you're brand new to the podcast, I'm Wesley Virgin, young kid from Houston, Texas, who became a self-made millionaire in his early 30s, and now I spend my time running companies but also making a massive contribution to the world just by going live and giving you the opportunity to ask me questions about business, about how to manifest dreams, on how to take your thoughts and make them real, materialize them, how to get rid of your stress, and all these very interesting things that take place in people's life that is diminishing the quality of life. I truly believe that we were created to enjoy the experience of life, including the negative and the positive. But I believe that many people, such as yourself, do a piss poor job of navigating life. So I'm here to help you. Because my life is perfect. I'm not going to say life is good. I can't complain. Even if I wanted to complain, I can't. It's almost impossible. Life is going very well. My business is going well. Relationships is going well. You know, as a father, it's going. I mean, it just, life is good. I'm so blessed. I'm so grateful. And I'm always just grateful. Just grateful. Honestly, I'm always in this mode of gratitude. Of every moment, every experience in my life that have allowed me to become the man that I am right now. So questions for me here, and let me look in the comments below here. Here we go. Wes, what was your mentality when you made your first big gain? Coming from poor mind state to a wealthy one. Well, I'll tell you this. I realized that even when I was broke or when I was working on the business, trying to develop the business, I realized that I had to adopt the mindset of wealth first. Like, I had to become successful first before I could acquire money. And many of you, you know, when you ask me that question, well, you know, when you had your first big game, how did you, what was your mentality before? Well, listen, for many years, I had to adopt a very positive and abundant mentality before I made money, believe it or not. I've told this story many times before, like 2 to 3 years before I made any type of breakthroughs financially, I was that person. Like, I was a millionaire, not on paper, but I was a millionaire 3 years before I had the money in my bank account. True story. You may say, well, how did you do that? Well, I just started to act like one. Honestly, it was just that easy. Many of you, you know, you get so caught up and lost in your challenges, adversities, and problems and illnesses, and you don't realize that you can actually think yourself out of your current state of mind. Like, if you're always repeatedly talking about what's going on, what's going wrong, what's not happening, what you wish it were, go, whatever you got, it doesn't even matter. If you keep speaking that into existence, and it never goes away. And I'm here to introduce a new language. And when I say a new language, I mean, if you want to be well, if you're an ill person, you want to be well, start speaking that way. Say, you know what, I'm healed. If you want to have more money, start saying that you have more than enough money. If you want to be fit and in shape, tell yourself, I'm fit, I'm in shape. I go to the gym every single day. I'm eating better foods. Like, everything in life starts with thoughts and you speaking the thoughts that you're thinking about. And I don't know why this is so difficult for people to understand, but I think people just get so caught up into their life and they just believe in the status quo. They say, Wesley, this is not reality. Well, that's just how it is. And I'm like, fuck that. That's not how it is. That's how it is for you. And if you want to have a life of happiness or a life of abundance, a life of freedom, a life of just of not having any type of stress and worries, I would invite you to start using different type of language when you talk about yourself and your life. It's the only reason why I have the life that I have here today. It's not because I'm smarter than you. It's not because I'm more intelligent. It's just I do very basic things, such as when I wake up in the morning, I'm grateful to God. I'm grateful just for living. I'm grateful that I have opportunities. I'm grateful for my team. I'm grateful for the people around me. I just start with gratitude. I don't think about what I got to do and what's not working and what I wish would work and the problems. I just wake up with gratitude. So imagine if you, and I did this before I had money, believe it or not. I remember sleeping on an air mattress and just jumping out of that air mattress, just grateful. You know, I had to retrain myself and realize that somebody else has it worse. Always. Somebody else has it worse, so I was just grateful. I just practiced this mode of gratitude. That really assisted me to adopting what I call a PMA, which is a positive mental attitude. And that's why I'm so positive. You guys say, man, you're so positive. It's like I'm not trying to be positive, folks. This is just my normal state. I'm just like this, honestly. If you ever meet me, I'm just like this. I'm just a person that's always going to see the glass half full. I'm the person that's always going to say, hey, stop talking all that negative bullshit. Change the way you think. Reframe it. Stop looking at everything that's going wrong. What is going right? And what do you want to go well? Start to expect what you want instead of thinking about what took place in the past. I'm here to help people to realize that you are creators. Do you not understand that? You were put on this planet to be creators. And we create by monitoring our thoughts and navigating and organizing our thoughts in a way and taking responsibility of the words that come out of our mouth. Whenever you speak, you're creating something. You're creating some experience. That's why I spend more time in gratitude. I spend more time in love and joy and abundance. That's it. And that's the type of energy I want around me. Does that make sense, ladies and gentlemen? I know it was a long answer to a short question there, but just wanted to rant a bit, okay? And that's my message for all of you. And guys, if you don't mind, go ahead and share and like this video. Thank you. And that's what I want for all of you to understand. You know, you keep thinking that, oh, my life is so miserable, or I'm stressed out, and I'm still trying to figure this out. Like, I'm thinking to myself, how many years are you going to repeatedly say the same words? It's not working out. Well, it could be better, but this is going well, but this is not going well. I mean, come on. And to me, this is like checkers. This is simple stuff. But I truly believe the issue is that people are constantly comparing themselves to other people that they don't even know. You know, people on the internet, you see people doing well. You see somebody driving a beautiful car, you want the beautiful car. You see somebody else's business doing well, you wonder why your business is not doing well. You see other people married with a husband and wife, and you there single, no husband, no wife. That's your problem. You're too busy looking externally for happiness when happiness lies within you. You know, it does. It just lies within you. A lot of you guys are trying to chase happiness. You don't have to chase happiness. You don't have to... You know, I hear people, I just want to be happy. I just want to be happy. But I'm like, what? You just want to be happy. So my question is, why aren't you happy? Why aren't you just deciding to be happy? I make happiness easy. Happiness for me is knowing that my children are safe. Happiness to me that I know that my girlfriend is doing well and she's, you know, de-stressed and happy. Happiness for me is knowing that my parents they're older, but they're living a phenomenal life. Happiness for me is just waking up in the morning, being able to go to the gym. Like, happiness for me today was I went to Pilates. He kicked my ass, but I loved it. That's my happiness. Happiness is having my chef prepare meals. That man can cook. Jesus. Right? That's happiness. I make it easy. And I began to think this way when I was trying to make money. I said, you know what? What do I really want? Okay, I want to be happy. Well, how can I be happy right now, even though I don't have a lot of money? Well, I could be happy that I have an opportunity to make money. I could be happy that I'm making progress. Maybe it's not a lot of progress, but I'm happy about that. And let me tell you why that's important. Many of you, listen please, spend too much time in your future or your past. You're always thinking about what you did a year ago, 2 weeks ago, a month ago, 10 years ago. Are you thinking about, well, I hope this happens in my future. I hope things change. But what about now? The only thing that matters in life is the present moment. Do you not realize that? Like, what's happening right now? You're listening to my voice. You're laying in your bed. You're on your iPhone. You're on your Galaxy. But the only thing that matters is right now. The question is, how do you feel right now? And if you're not feeling the way that you want to feel, how can you do that right now? What can you choose to think about to make you happier? What can you choose to think about to make you well, to make you have hope, to be able to implore your faith? Does that make sense? Only that matters is in the moment. And if you can practice that, just being in the moment and just being grateful and happy, just in this moment right now, and just say, man, thank God, man, I'm so blessed. I mean, I used to do this when I was broke. I would lay in my air mattress in Houston, Texas, and I would just, and I'm 30, I'm in my 30s at this time, and I'm just talking to myself, just like, you know, I'm so grateful. I'm grateful that my business is working perfectly, even though I was not making any money. But I would just start to speak the things that I want. I said, I'm so grateful right now that I'm traveling the world. I was not traveling anywhere. I said, I'm so grateful right now that I get the opportunity to buy what I want. I'm so grateful that I retired my parents. I didn't do that, but I was just speaking this. I would just, before I would go to bed, I would just start saying this, and I would practice just repeating the things that I want, that I wanted to be a part of my present moment. And I'm thinking about you. Why not you? Why can't you do the same thing as well? Okay? Hey, Peter, how are you? Like, why can't all of you, many women that's listening to my voice right now, why can't you do the same thing? Why? Why can't you just make a decision to be more positive? Why you can make a decision to be aware of your words? Be aware of your emotions. Like, I'm like, why can't you just do that? Because that's what you want. I mean, you want to feel better. I asked somebody earlier today, sent me a DM that said, Wes, you know, I think I lost my motivation. I lost this, blah, blah, blah. But they wrote me this loan thing. And I said, what do you want? Like, I asked anybody. I said, what do you want? What is the most important thing? He said, I want to be happy. I said, well, how would you know? What needs to happen for you to be happy? And you know what this person said? You know what? I need to sleep on that. And to me, I'm like, what? You got to sleep on it? You don't know what makes you happy? That's insane to me. Like, I know what makes me happy. I can tell you, just like I just told you before. I mean, how do you not know what makes you happy? And if you don't know what makes you happy, how do you ever become happy? Then what are you chasing? Does that make sense? Next question for me here. Have you heard of Agora Financial? I have. Next question for me. Good job, Curtis. Questions here. Are you guys here? Are you listening to me? Or should I just take my butt to bed? You know, I'm here to help, but I'm not seeing any questions below. I guess everybody knows what they need to do to create the life that they want. I'm here sharing my time with you for free, by the way. And me personally, I'm an extremely expensive person, and I'm doing it for free. And I don't see any questions in the comment box here. Okay. Like, we're getting ready to move forward on another week. It's Sunday, and another week. And I'm thinking to myself, don't let another week go by. Don't let another week go by and you haven't taken action on your dreams or your goals. Don't let another week go by if you're still dealing with the same vices, same addictions. And I'm not just talking about drugs and smoking. I'm talking about the addiction of negativity, the addiction of cynicism, the addiction of just being sad and disappointed and depressed, stressed out. That's an addiction. That's a drug. Like, when do you decide to say, you know what? Let me let go of the past. How do you do that? By just living in the present moment. That's it. Because that's the only thing that matters. The only thing that matters right now is how are you feeling right now in this moment. That's it. And how you feel right now is going to determine your future. Does that make sense, ladies and gentlemen? How do you get over your fear of failure? Well, listen. The fear of failure, first you need to understand what failure is. And listen, you might not ever get over the fear of failure, but I think sometimes to be afraid of something feels good, because that means this is something that's exciting. You ever did something that you were so afraid to do, but you did it anyway and it felt good just to do it because you wasn't sure of the outcome? So you have to think about it for a second. I can have this fear not to do something, even though I know I need to do it. But if I don't do it, I'm going to be in a worse situation. So which fear, like, think about the people that want to leave their job and say, well, I'm afraid to leave my job because, well, you know, I'm not going to have any money. I'm not going to be able to pay my bills. Or another fear is, if I stay at the job for the next 20, 30 years, I'm not going to be able to travel the world. I'm not going to be able to take care of my children properly. I'm not going to be able to retire my parents. And I'm not going to have the life that I'm supposed to have. I'm just going to be working and getting a check for the next 2 weeks, every 2 weeks for the rest of my life, the same amount every 2 weeks forever. And to me, you should be more afraid of that. Like, imagine staying at a place for 20, 30 years making the same amount of money. Imagine not being able to buy the car that you want. Imagine not being able to have enough money at the end of the month for 20 years. There's many people that live this way. I'd be more afraid of that. So you need to pick and choose your fear. Like me, I decided to leave my job. I got out of there. I'll never forget the day I left my job. I'm 31, 32 years old, and I just quit. Well, actually, I didn't quit. I got fired. I didn't get fired. I got laid off because I just stopped going to work, honestly. But they just said, they just laid me off. But I was just done. And I get it. I said, well, Wesley, what did you think about? Did you have a back? I didn't have a backup plan. I had one plan, and that was to be successful. I'm going to be honest. I was just at a threshold. How many of you feel that you had a threshold just in your life that you want to start something, do something, and you're just tired? Right, you said, fuck it, I just want to do it. And that's how I was. I'm out there, I said, fuck it. I just let them leave me. I just stopped going to work one day, honestly. I just stopped. I was working home remotely, so I was still cashing in checks for like a month until they decided to let me go. And I went full force, head first into entrepreneurship. And it worked out. It was hard. It was tough, yeah, but I learned a lot. And I learned one thing, that I'm extremely resilient. I could take a lot. And that's what I want you to know. You could take a lot as well. You can. Hey, Keisha, how are you? Hey, Patrick. Can you explain the importance of meditation? Yeah, meditation is... think about it like this. Meditation helps you to organize your mind and your thoughts in a way so you'll be more productive in life. Okay? Like, when I use the word productive, it means that if you organize your thoughts in a way, in a very specific way, you will begin to get what you want. You'll begin to attract the things that you want in life. If you meditate, meditation allows you to rid your mind of the clutter. Okay? You ever went home, went back to your house and it was dirty? You had to clean it up? You might say, well, how can you function all this clutter? Well, you think to yourself, you know, when you have a dirty home, a cluttered home, you feel cluttered. So think about your mind. If you have a cluttered mind, you're thinking about everything you got to do. You think about your day. You think about your bills. You think about your children. You think about your parents. You think about your problems. You think about your bad credit. You think about all the stuff. Like, how do you function properly with that type of mind? You can't. Okay, you can't. And then what happens, and this is why stress is so dangerous. Stress will start to birth debilitations in the body. Okay, gotta be careful. I know people who have died just because of stress alone. Okay? So meditate 2 minutes, 1 minute. Doesn't take you a long time. Just sit there and just close your eyes. Take a deep breath. 5 deep breaths. 5 inhale, 5 exhale. And just sit there. Whatever thoughts that come to your mind, just let them come. Don't try to control your thoughts. You don't need to direct. You just need to just exist and sit and do nothing. Whatever thoughts happen, let them happen. They will pass through your mind. But you're teaching your mind how to stop, how to calm down, how to relax, and realize life doesn't always have to be on the go all the time. Like, I gotta do this. Some of you are like robots. Gotta do, just sit still for a second. Your brain needs time to rest. It needs time to relax. Does that make sense? Okay. Do you think that having a deadline on a project is a good idea? Sure, that's a great idea. Depends on what the project is. Next question for me. You're very welcome, Garrett. I'm here to help, honestly. I'm here to help if that's what you want. Okay? And when you make your sales scripts, do you write or just freestyle? I just freestyle, folks. You know, when I write copy, because I know how to communicate. So the same way I communicate to you, I just write that on paper. Okay. Ooh, I'm yawning over here. Yes, I think having a deadline for a project is good. Some projects take longer. Focus on the priority project. Okay, Nova. You're very welcome, Sky High Marketing. Hey, Gina. Remember, folks, I'm the mentor tonight, so I do appreciate you guys if you're trying to answer other people's questions, but you're not in any position. No one here is in a position to educate people about wealth and abundance. Because if you were, you shouldn't be on my rant. You should have your own podcast. But if you hear it, listen, learn. Learn how to listen, learn. Comment your questions below and take it in. Okay? Be a student. First, what is a good way for me to get into digital marketing? Just take action, Pixie Chick. Go to YouTube, type in affiliate marketing. Who was a few of your greatest influencers on your journey to becoming a millionaire? I would say Les Brown, Anthony Robbins, Dennis Waitley, just to name a few, Jim Rohn. But I've never met any of these guys in person, but I just listened to their information on the internet. When you say meditate on this or that, you mean meditate thinking on the subject, or I need to just pay attention to my breath? In the beginning, just pay attention to your breath, folks. Like, don't make it complicated. Just focus on the breathing. in the beginning, okay? It's just like if you want a marathon, you don't go out there and run 20 miles. You got to run 1 mile first. You may have to walk it. It's just like meditation. In the beginning, just focus on your breathing for about 2 to 5 minutes. Then try it again. Then try it again. Okay? What's next here? How do you stay consistent on a single decision long term? How do you stay consistent on a single decision? It's just a choice. It depends on what the decision is, right? Like you may ask me, well, how do I go to the gym every day? Like, I have to go, honestly. It's just, if I don't go to the gym, I'm not going to feel functional, right? So it depends, Curtis, on the decision that you're making. And you got to think about how does it impact your life if you do it or not do it. When is the best time to meditate? In the morning or the evening? But, I mean, I meditate throughout the day. Like, Sunday, I'm going to meditate maybe 5-10 times today. But, yeah. Questions? Questions for me, talk to me. Well, we have 46, 49 million people in here tonight. Come on now. Let's go. Hey, Joey, how are you? Any more questions for me? Sweet Marie, how are you? I mean, folks, are you getting value here tonight? I'm always asking. And I ask because I want to make sure that I'm serving you properly. Because if you're not getting value, that means I'm not doing a great job here. Okay? You meditated 5 times today? How long each time? Not today. I said Sunday I will. Monday. Like tomorrow, which is Sunday, which is today. Today I meditated 3 times. How to teach young kids about manifestation? I mean, the same way I'm teaching you. Right? I have a lot of teenagers that listen to me. It's the same information. Okay? How could a guy like myself be mentored by a guy like yourself in a way that serves you? Pay me money, man. I'm $100,000. You got 100K? I have a conversation with you. Do you believe that a dream needs a deadline? My dream is taking forever, but I don't want to give up. But why do you say, Marcia, why do you say it's taking forever? Right? You can't put a time limit on a dream. You have to, see, that's one thing about a dream. You have to feel, my next statement, a lot of you, it's going to be very hard for you to comprehend this, but you got to feel that your dream is happening right now. And it took me a very long time to understand and learn this. That whatever dream that I wanted, I had to feel that I was living that reality right now. So I wanted to be a millionaire. So I had to feel and conduct myself as a millionaire before I had the money. If I want to be in a loving relationship, I have to feel that I'm in a loving relationship now. Got to feel love now. Does that make sense? We attract who we are. Whatever you have in your life, you have attracted that because of something about you that attracted that thing or that person in your life. And I've been very blessed to attract very phenomenal people in my life. I have like perfect people in my life right now. I'm so grateful because they're just like me or a part of me. Not just like me, but just like a part of me. Like I have a good heart. Care how much time effort does 100K buy? 100K get you a couple of calls. Usually I do one call for 100K, but it depends on what you want me to do, Curtis, honestly. And honestly, I don't think I need to talk to you personally to make changes in your life. You can make those changes right now. Like the rants, in my opinion, is enough. We had 750 rants. You don't need to talk to me personally. I'm going to tell you the same exact thing I'm telling you here. tell you on the phone. What's the difference? Why spend $100,000 when you could just listen and apply everything that you hear on the rant here? Okay. So no, the dream doesn't need a deadline. It's up to you to believe that the dream has already manifested. Okay? For you to celebrate now as if it is already manifested. That's what you have to work on. Stop waiting to achieve material things to be happy. Explain the law of attraction. But the law of attraction states that if you think positive thoughts, you get positive things. But that's not necessarily true, in my opinion. I believe that we attract based off how you feel. Feel good, you may gonna attract good people. Feel positive, you're gonna attract positivity. So you have to really monitor how you feel, not just how you think. Okay, because how you feel about something is gonna determine what you begin to create and attract in your life. Okay. Tashina, how are you? Are you getting value? Comment the word value below, folks. If you're taking notes, be smart. Take notes. Take notes, ladies and gentlemen. The DreamRiz app can help out. Put us in the right mindset. Absolutely. Download it. Alexis, how are you? I had a great idea today, and we just put it into action. I can't tell you too much about it, but you'll see it in about 3 to 4 days. I mean, I'm such a genius, honestly. I had to pat myself on the back for this one. It's epic. Right after I finished the genius script, I manifested 5,000. But after that, even doing the course again and again and again, I stopped manifesting. No, you didn't stop manifesting. Remember, manifestation is just not positive things or the things that you want. Manifesting means that whatever is in your mind, whatever thoughts, desires, that's what you're going to begin to attract. So we're always manifesting things. The question is what? So you didn't stop manifesting anything. You're still manifesting things. Maybe you're manifesting experiences that you don't want, which means that you need to check your thoughts and how you feel. And listen, just because something that you label negative happens in your life doesn't mean it's a negative. Like, just because you lose your job doesn't mean it's a negative. Just because you lose some money doesn't mean it's a negative. Just because your business didn't do so well today, it doesn't mean it's a negative. Just because you have marital problems or this problem, it doesn't mean it's a negative. It's an opportunity for you to learn skills. Does that make sense? Okay. You're welcome, Pixie Chick. Phones are crazy addicting these days. Yeah, it is for you. How can I work for you? Currently, I don't have any jobs available. Unless you're a salesperson. Thank you, folks. Before I let you go. Hey, Netta Shea, how are you? Netta Shea, how are you? My thoughts are better than ever. I listen to your rants all day long. Thank you, Marcia. I appreciate that. Good morning, Wesley from Miami. How are you? There are so many opinions. Yes. Have to read the book, Becoming Supernatural. Absolutely great book, by the way. Crystal G, Rainbow. A lot of you folks are late here tonight. All right, any more questions for me before I let you go? I'll leave you with this before I let you go. I'll leave you with this. Listen up, please. I want you to know that I'm proud of you. Okay? I'm proud of you. There are so many people, even today, that's going to give up on their dreams. They're going to give up on their opportunity. They're going to give up on the business. They're just going to give up on themselves. And I'm so proud of you that even though you may have not figured it out, that you haven't stopped, you haven't quit, you haven't slowed down, you're still ferociously running towards your land of paradise. And I can tell you this, listen, it's going to be tough. Success is almost like a going through a swamp. It's tough going through quicksand. It's tough. But if you keep moving forward, you keep walking, you keep believing, keep seeing yourself at the end of the tunnel, you'll get there. You hear me? You will get there. Like I'm a testimony. This is a testimony. You will get there. If I can get there, you will. There's nothing special about me. Honestly, there's nothing great about me. How I was raised does not equal to the life that I have here today. Which means is you can do it. You hear me? You can. You can be whatever you want to be, whatever you want to be. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't. Just put yourself in your own zone. Put yourself in what I call the vortex and just get to work. Start believing. Trial and error. Take action. Learn. Educate yourself. Okay? So much love. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin, and let's go.